This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support. I just interviewed Stuart Rhodes of the Oath Keepers today. This is being recorded on Monday, November 2nd, the day before the election. Probably by the time you hear this, the election is pretty well known. However, no matter who wins, it's clear that radical leftists are going to escalate violence across America. If Biden wins, they will feel emboldened and unbounded in their terrorism and violence, knowing they'll have the protection of the radical left-wing Democrat Communist Party that will criminalize patriots but allow actual violent criminals of the left to run free across America. On the other hand, if Trump wins, then radical leftists will say that they have to overthrow him, and they'll somehow claim they have the right to do that. And then they're going to just unleash mass violence across America as part of a communist revolution. Either way, there will be violence probably from November 4th all the way through and including January 20th, Inauguration Day of 2021. Now, the reason I bring all this up is because Oath Keepers is, well, first of all, Stuart has some really good information I'll share with you here about what you can do to protect yourself during this time of extreme violence. But Oath Keepers is also looking for volunteers to join the Quick Reaction Force teams, the QRFs. And these are teams that will be dispatched to deal with events of leftists carrying out mass murder. Or, you know, even not doesn't have to be mass murder. If they just start going house to house murdering people, then there's going to be an Oath Keepers Quick Reaction Force to go there and take out those murderers. And also probably lots of veterans and, you know, patriots and so on at the local level might do that on their own, but there will also be Oath Keepers groups. And what you can do is go check out oathkeepers.org. And I think the email is volunteers@oathkeepers.org, but I'm not 100% sure that's the right email. You can probably find a way to join Oath Keepers on their website, oathkeepers.org. And you can apply to join them if you are trained. You have to have a background in the military or law enforcement, SWAT teams, you know, something like that in order to join them because they don't have time to train people from scratch. So it's mostly veterans and former cops and SWAT team members and so on. A lot of special forces guys. And they know how to get things done. Now, for the rest of us, and that's really what this podcast is about, for the rest of us who aren't on the Oath Keepers, you know, special forces response team, what do you do as just an ordinary person living in an ordinary home somewhere in America and things start to get out of control? Well, hopefully by now you have firearms, right? So I've been talking about the importance of getting yourself a pistol and a rifle for years now. And I've put out lots and lots of videos, how-to videos at prepwithmike.com that teach you a lot about how to use firearms and how to choose firearms and so on, holsters and red dot sights and color coding your ammo magazines and all kinds of things. So check out those videos at prepwithmike.com if you haven't already. But I'm going to assume for the purposes of this podcast that you have at least a firearm. Ideally, you'd have a pistol and a rifle, but not everybody's got that. But we'll assume you've got something. What do you do if the violence comes to you? Number one, I say, and I think Stuart Rhodes agrees with this, that, you know, leave the big battles to either National Guard troops, or if the National Guard is not doing their job, then let militia groups deal with it. But support those militia groups with funding and supplies and so on. But if you are not trained as a group to engage an enemy in kinetic combat, then, you know, don't go out there and try to figure that out in the middle of a civil war. Instead, stay at the local level. Help defend your local neighborhood and defend your home, of course. So defend your home and your family and your neighborhood. Stay at that level. And that can mean a lot, because if these, you know, Black Lives Matter terrorist groups or Antifa groups come into your neighborhood and they start thinking like they're just going to intimidate everybody and start throwing Molotov cocktails, which is a felony violent crime, by the way, or that they think they're going to go into people's homes and just start murdering people, then it is the job and duty of every American citizen to engage them and take them out in the interest of self-defense. You do have the right to defend your neighborhood and your home and your family and your personal property and your life, right? You have that right. And it would be great if you had maybe talked about this with some of your neighbors and you have some kind of a neighborhood response team. Because if your neighborhood is threatened with a large number of armed left-wing insurrectionists and terrorists, you may have to engage them. Now, the good news in all of this is that the left is not, they're not used to being engaged. So far, they've faced no resistance because the media is on their side. Think about it. The corporations are on their side. Even the local DAs have been on their side because they've been operating mostly in left-wing cities. So they've rarely had anybody engage them, almost never. Even the McCloskeys didn't shoot back. They just stood on their porches with an AR-15 and a pistol in St. Louis, but they didn't open fire. Well, I have a feeling that's going to change after the election. I think that you start having left-wing mobs moving into neighborhoods, they're going to start taking fire from concerned citizens and patriots and, you know, people who live there, who have been arming up for the last, what, 8 months or 9 months with record gun sales and record ammo sales and so on. Everybody's been arming up. And I think that the left-wing terrorists are going to start having to figure out how to dodge bullets, is my guess. And it's going to change the dynamic very, very quickly. And this is where I believe every law-abiding citizen in America should focus their self-defense efforts, is defending your local perimeters, your local neighborhood. You might have a small team. You might be able to have some lookouts on one of your main roads that comes into your neighborhood, for example. You might take turns with shifts. You might have somebody that stays up all night and keeps a watch on things with night vision. Or somebody else has got a thermal scanner, for example. And, you know, you figure out a way to have a patrol and have eyes on the situation. And that's very smart. And you're not expected to go out and save the nation. You know, you're not expected to go engage Chinese troops in Washington State if they do invade there. You're not expected to do that. All you need to do is defend your home, your neighborhood, your family, and maybe help support local law enforcement, help support your local sheriff's deputies or cops or local National Guard troops, for example. Do your part in that way, and that helps the professionals do their jobs. It's like, I mean, take me, for example. I'm perfectly capable of, you know, carrying a rifle and doing tactical engagements and so on, but that's not my role. I'm, you know, heck, I'm in my 50s, right? So that's a job for a different generation. My job and your job is to help support this effort to defend America by keeping your neighborhood under a rule of law, you know, stop the terrorists in your neighborhood. And that way, you are helping indirectly the National Guard response. You're helping law enforcement. You know, the more bad guys that you take out, if they come for you and they're, you know, burning buildings and murdering people in your neighborhood, if you take out a gang of 20 or 30 people, you and let's say, you know, four or five neighbors, you take out a bunch of lunatics, guess what? That helps law enforcement. They will thank you for, I mean, maybe not on Facebook, but they will privately, they'll absolutely thank you. Thank God. Because they need citizens' help. And I'm not saying instigate violence. That's absolutely the wrong idea, but definitely be prepared to defend lives, defend the innocent, defend property, defend your neighborhood, your community, your home, and so on. Maybe your small town, whatever it is. Maybe your suburb. Be prepared to defend. And that's a smart thing to do. That's the ethical thing to do. And that's also the legal thing to do. You have a legal right to self-defense everywhere in America. And so just be prepared. That's the other thing. I'm telling everybody I know to have their rifles and pistols ready, have their chest rigs ready with their ballistic ammo loaded. That's self-defense ammo. All your magazines should be loaded and color-coded so you know what you have loaded in which mags. You can reach them. You can reload your firearms, have a backup pistol and a backup rifle, and have lots of mags preloaded in case you get into a firefight and you don't have time to reload mags in between, you know, rounds of a firefight. You need to be able to just grab fresh mags and stay in the fight. And then also have comms. The Baofeng radios are really great for local neighborhood communication. Just agree on a frequency and you can all talk to each other. You can coordinate movement. You can coordinate a response. You can have alert systems. You can have check-in systems. You're checking in with the Joneses. You know, you're checking in with the Karen down the street or whatever. You have a check-in system, and that way you help keep each other safe. There is violence coming to America, brought to you by the radical left. The good news is this violence is probably not going to be in every city, mostly the liberal cities, and it's not going to hit every suburb. It's just going to hit certain suburbs. You just don't know if it's going to be you or not. And I don't know if it's going to get out into the countryside. In some areas, it probably will. In other areas, it'll never reach the countryside. But the more prepared all of us are, no matter where we live, city, suburb, countryside, heck, maybe you live on a houseboat in the Gulf Coast or whatever, be ready. Have your firearms ready. Keep it legal. Know your local laws, but have your mags loaded. Have your chest rig. Have your ballistic vest. Have your flashlight. Have your night vision rolling. Everything. Be ready to respond. You might have to be your own quick reaction force. Understand? Because you don't have time to call 911. 911 probably isn't even functioning. The police have been told to stand down by the local libtard mayor who wants to cause mass chaos and death. So calling the police is a pointless exercise. Well, guess what? You are your own quick reaction force. Be ready for it, okay? Be ready. This is coming all across America because the left just can't stand seeing, you know, Christians and Trump supporters and conservatives, and they are committed to killing as many people as possible. They are terrorists. So thank you for listening. Be safe. Read my website, naturalnews.com. And if you get a chance, you can check my podcasts at brighteon.com. I've got a lot more podcasts, and also prepwithmike.com for how-to videos. Thank you for listening. Be safe.